Baby. Hi. What are you doing out of bed? I asked first. The project can wait, come on. You were asleep for how long? Like an hour, two, max. Come on. It's almost 1 in the morning. Come on. Well, I got up because you weren't here. Come on. I will unplug your shit. You better save it. Come on. Hurry up. Everything's saved. Good to go. You shut down everything. Okay. I'm not kidding. There. Come on. Bedtime. God, where did I put my charger? Come on, bed now. Don't worry about that. Just come on into bed. Maybe put on clothes back on and everything just to find you. Come on. Now, doesn't that feel better? Lying down. And cuddling, of course. No, you are going to go to sleep. You are not going to stay up. You are not going to do any other research. You are not going to try and find notes. You are not going to do anything else but hold me and go to sleep. I am going to speak to your supervisor or whoever's in charge of this goddamn project because they have stolen my baby away from me. All those nights in the office, all those nights where I am laying awake alone and missing you when you are out in the field or you are out doing whatever it is you do in that office of yours. And I know it's a passion project of yours, but this is ridiculous because I miss you, and the fact that they are putting so much pressure on you is not fair. Now come here, cuddle me. Oh. I miss this. I know you're stressed and I hate that you were staying up and sleeping, what, 2, 3 hours a night just to get it done? I don't think so. With a late start tomorrow, you can sleep and miss me. Yes, I know you're sorry. Well, you can make it up to me later. Maybe we can have dinner. Yeah, that would be nice. There is that new Korean spot that's opened up. Although I am a little bit hesitant. It is a la carte. And you know how much I love Korean barbecue. Your hands are wandering. I'm not objecting, but it is almost 1 in the morning. And I would like my sleep. Baby, I know you're stressed. I know. And trust me, the only thing I want for you is for you to succeed and to just be the best person you can be and watch your career on the rise and stuff like that. But this is ridiculous, okay? I love you, and I am worried because you are not getting as much sleep as you need. Okay. Why did I unplug it? Because I know that if I fall asleep, you'll be back on it again. And I hear rustling more than I hear scratching on paper and typing on the keyboard. Okay? I worry about you. You shouldn't be putting yourself through this much stress. You're never home, and I'm worried you're not eating. I barely see you. The only time I do get to see you is, you know, before you leave for work and you're already out the door with a piece of toast in your mouth, or a cuff in your hand, or neither. I'm worried. I love you. I want what's best for you, okay? Have you got everything settled now? Are you comfortable? Do you want to move my butt closer to your butt? Your hands feel really nice there. No, baby, we both need sleep. I have a meeting to get to. You need to work on your project in the morning now, don't you? Stop. You know that tickles. I missed your warmth. I missed this. It's so nice. To actually feel it and not, you know, hope that I have it when I get to sleep. It's really nice. It's a nice change. Just relax, baby. It's okay. You have tomorrow. There's always gonna be time. I love you. Okay. And tomorrow we'll have dinner. And then maybe on Saturday we can go to that nice gallery. We could just make fun of all the artwork and how stupid it looks. I call this piece Unfinished Bathroom and Jenga Pieces. Okay. Just as long as, you know, we get time together, okay? You don't have enough of it. Alright. Okay, get some sleep. Good night.